Hey everyone, and welcome to Mom Ziba Talk Podcast. How are you doing today? Hope you are doing very, very well. Okay, because from here, Mom Ziba is doing so well. Alright, today I promise that we are going to be talking on a very, very delicate issue that everyone normally, you know, we pass through. So today we are going to be talking about how to thrive under pressure, stress, and productivity management. How beautiful it is, you know. So today we've been talking about relationship, and we know that health is very, very key. That is why we are talking about this today. Now, it is your first time of joining Mom Ziba Podcast. I'm highly welcoming you to this place, and I promise you that you're going to be learning a lot from this beautiful podcast, because here is where we talk about relationship issues, and we also talk about your personal health and fitness, and also business bonus of business classes. All right, so today we are going to be talking about this. Stay tuned in. Now, you're welcome. So today, I know that as a parent, as a person, that it is an inevitable thing for us to, you know, think that we can manage, we can just stay without being stressed as a human being. It's a normal thing. Okay, so then today we are going to be diving into this complexity between the relationship between productivity and stress. Now, we know that as every human being are, we must pass through what we know as stress. It's because you want to meet your daily needs, you want to meet parents' needs. It's not easy, especially for parents, because you want to make sure that your children are okay, and also want to balance your work life. So you see, it's an inevitable thing. Everybody passes through that. So, but when there is increased level in stress, it affects productivity, and this is the thin line that I want to talk about. Many of us, we are very, very low in our productivity level, especially in some areas of our lives. It has been affecting us so much, and maybe sometimes when you go to work, you come back so tired as a parent, and most times when you want to do some things you want to do, you want to care down for your children, you want to see what they've done in school, and you want to care for your husband or your wife. Maybe at night you're not able to do that. Sometimes in the office you're not able to meet with some basic needs because you've been stressed. And today I told most of my colleagues and people who know me one-on-one and they follow me on this podcast, my followers, they've been asking me one common question. Mom Ziba, how is it that you've been able to manage this stress, because you are a mother of three, and have you been able to manage, put up with all this mother chores and your businesses, both online and your food restaurant business and your podcast and blogging activities, and yet you don't look stressed at all? You're still looking so sharp and all those kind of things. So I promise them that I'm going to be doing this today. I know wherever they are, Busire, Cynthia, and John, wherever you are right now listening to this, you're going to be very, very happy, because I told you that I'm going to keep to this promise. I'm going to tell you the top secret, what has really been making me so efficient in my productivity level. And I know that it's not coming by surprise, because we know we talked about this. So I think that other of my listeners need to really learn from me, because I know most of them are also parents who have a lot of work to do and who are really brought down with stress and all those kind of things and have low productivity level. I know this is going to be very, very important for you. So now I'm going to be sharing a brief journey of my life with you, a brief story about me, how Mom Ziba has, you know, hit her optimal most times and her productivity level. So here we go. So I'm a mom of three, as I said earlier, and when I'm talking about three kids that I have, I mean, there are a whole job to do each day that can really get anyone exhausted. Trust me, that's the kind of family I have, that kind of beautiful and powerful kids, super kids that I have. So the routine is just like this. Every morning I wake up daily by 4 a.m. I make sure that I'm up to set the children for school. I make sure that maybe by 7 a.m. I'm already off for school runs to drop them in school. Then I come back again. I told us that I had a food restaurant, okay, where I have cooks who prepares food daily and sell to people most times, even when I'm not there. So by 8 a.m., I should make sure I'm already present on site in my restaurant to give them ingredients for the day so that they can prepare. So I normally stay with them and take a proper screening to make sure that the food they are preparing are very okay and it's up to the normal taste that Mom Ziba Kitchen is known for. So I stay with them till about 10 a.m. or thereabout. I rush off to my podcast studio where I have to do my podcast session every day and blogging activities, and this can run through till maybe around 12 p.m., 1 p.m., which I have to like take as a little break again and, you know, run back to the shop to check inventory of things, to know how things is really going. And after that, by 3 p.m., I'm reporting in my children's school to bring them back from school. Hectic, right? That is what it is. So this is what I do. Having brought them back from school, it doesn't just end there. I'll make sure that I cook for them. Mom Ziba is the kind of a person that definitely I don't believe in mates working for you. So I believe in being there for my family and making sure that they are paramount of everything I do. So I make sure that I take care of the chores, take care of the children, fix them up, they observe their CSR, clean their house again, and make sure that there is food for them and all those kind of stuff. And I retire to bed at times 10 p.m., average of it, 10 p.m. at night. Sometimes I have to wake up again by 1 a.m. It's just as that so that I can study for the next day. So that is how my routine has been. So I think some of my neighbors met me and they were like, they are also workaholic moms also. And they asked me, Mom Ziba, how have you been able to do this? Most of them never really knew that I'm used to doing this podcasting activities and blogging kind of a thing. So the day they knew, they came to our house and they met me all the stuff and they saw that I was into this. I told them, yes, I do this. I led them to my channel, even on YouTube, on Facebook, and Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And they were like, you're doing so much. Your reach is so wow. Like, really, have you been able to do this with these, your kids? How? So I told them that this is just it. It has not really been easy. So after all this kind of a hectic lifestyle that I pass through each day, I tell you there are times that I have to pass through the kind of collapse. Sometimes I could faint because I'm so dizzy. I've been so strained and stressed. My stress level has increased so much. And you know, this really affected my productivity in general. I had issues with low memory retention. I had issues with procrastination issues, because you know, when I've been stressed and I cannot meet up because my energy levels are burnt out, you know, it will make me to, you know, postpone things that I'm supposed to do. So this is one of the problems I had, and people really never knew. They kept on seeing me as Mom Ziba is this kind of a strong Mom Ziba, every day talking and smiling online, talking and cheering people up and educating people. But I had this glitch. Now, someone made me to know this product called Magic Mind. Here is a beautiful product. Here it is. This is called Magic Mind. I'm gonna be telling you why this is really, really so. It's just as the name implies. It's so, so magical. I tell you, it's so, so magical. It's a very beautiful Alexa. I'm gonna tell you how it goes for me. Now, this is it. Magic Mind is really a great elixir. Now, how I got to find out this, I told you that a friend introduced me to it. But before then, I told you that I was always maybe fainting at times. So one day, my doctor had to call me on a one-on-one session and advised me that I should reduce the intake of my caffeine because it was really having some kind of issues with my health. Okay, so when the doctor told me that I should stop taking this, reduce the intake of my caffeine, I was like, really? Like, wow, how can I do this? Because this is something I know that is like a routine for me. I know people who are caffeine addicts, you understand where I'm talking from. This is a routine for me. I normally take this like four good times each day to keep me vibrant and I'm productive to some level for each day. So why would you be telling me this? How can I do without this, my coffee? So when someone introduced me to this, that this is actually gonna help me, you know, to a great extent that I never really envisaged, I was like, this little bottle, she said yes, this little bottle, and she said yes, that they normally come in, some can be 15 and some can be 30 in a pack, and here is the pack, and she told me, this is Magic Mind, okay, this is it, this is how it is here, you can see I'll be consuming a lot of it. Okay, and I'm still gonna do this on this show, so you're gonna understand how this is. It's really magical. So she told me that I can, you know, be putting this little elixir in my coffee that is gonna help reduce my caffeine kind of intake, you know, and also I can also be taking it like that, like I would do right now, so that you can see. You can see this, believing. I love the aroma. The aroma is beautiful. You need to try it. I know you're celebrating right now. It's beautiful, trust me. So back to what I was saying. So she told me that I could take it alongside my coffee and it's gonna help me a lot and boost many more things I'm gonna find for myself. I really never believed what she said. I was thinking she was trying to sell something to me, because I know people, we are all marketers, you know, in general, we want to sell something. So, but anyway, I just decided to just buy into it, and I met her in the hospital anyway, so I bought it and I collected it from her and I tested it. I ordered for it. I said I used it. For the first day, I really never felt anything. I must tell you, the second time I didn't feel anything. The third day, it was really a whole different ballgame for me, I must tell you. The third day, I started finding out that I had this energy boost in me. I had the strong focus level, okay, growth in me. And things I find out that I can't do before, I was now so multitasking. I can do a lot of work. I can handle a lot of work without breaking down. And I was so happy. I had this kind of so much happiness in me. I don't know. But I was like, are you really sure it's this thing that worked this, or it's just one of those good days, kind of? So one day my mom came around. My mom used to have issues with, she used to have cognitive issues, all right? So she came around to the house and she asked me that, why is it that whenever I'm going to work, I have to run off with a bottle of this each day? She has been noticing me. What is this bottle really all about? Are you sure? You know, African kind of parents, I was like, are you sure you are not using this kind of magic, or what, this is more than voodoo kind of? All right, so I told her, oh no, mama, before you start thinking about this, this is a little elixir that, you know, helps my daily, the efficiency, you know. I just placed it like that. I didn't really go in details. So she told me that she would like to test it and know what it's really all about. So I had to give her two bottles, which she went home with. So after some weeks, mama kept on, whenever she comes around, she will make sure that she asks me, do you still have that little elixir with you? I think I love it. So she took it about two times like that, and I had to ask her, because I really needed to confirm what I was feeling, if actually it was from that little elixir, Magic Mind. So she told me that, do you know, my daughter, that I used to have, you all know that I used to have these cognitive issues. I told her yes, because of age. So she told me now she remembers things vividly, so clearly, and she believes that this is what really worked, because she's never taken any other thing, no other drugs apart from this. She has been taking this little drink. So I was like, really? She said yes. So now I confirmed that personally, but I wasn't so sure yet. I'm a kind of an inquisitive person, and I'm a kind of I don't want to say I'm a doubting Thomas kind of, but that was, let me just place it like that to some extent. So when some of my colleagues came to the house, I told you that when they met me the other day, I was doing my podcasting stuff, you can see. So they asked me like, what have been keeping you so strong? I didn't want to tell them. So I offered them coffee that day. I placed this in their drinks, so I gave it to them, because we all are kind of coffee addicts. We normally take coffee a lot. So when I gave it to them, they took it. But they noticed that this thing was, it has a different aroma. It's so captivating. What do you place inside? I think that is my secret recipe, you know, those kind of a thing. I didn't want to tell them. So they kept on coming and asking me. I told them that, don't worry, it's just my little recipe. And I just overheard one Sunday, she told me that, do you know, after I took that coffee you gave me that day, I was having so much energy. I told her, really? She said, yes. So I confirmed that actually, this is really the magic behind this. This is magic mind. This is really magical. This is really, really magical. I concluded that this is the real deal. Actually, this is, I don't want to say this is a miracle, but this is really, really, really magical. So, it didn't end there. All right, for people who doubt a lot, it didn't really end there. I'm a kind of a person which I'll be advising all my listeners and followers to always do. Before you take anything into your body, make sure you know what that thing contains. So I had to go and study to really know what magic mind is really made up of. Yes, it's doing all this kind of a thing. What is it really made up of? And I found out that what I found out was that is indeed that it contains 12 magical ingredients, okay, maybe herbs, and one of which was what they call Bacopa Muneri. Okay, Bacopa Muneri is responsible for boosting attention span. And also ashwagandha is responsible for your focus and energy boost. So this really helped me a lot. You can, a lot of them are there. We have matcha, all right? So matcha is also responsible for energy and a lot. So when you get it, you can go to their site at www.magicmind.com. You're going to see everything is all about there. At least there are great minds that really produce this magic mind. The person who produced this is really a great mind, actually. So this, I think this is the world first productivity shot, and I'm happy to be part of it because it has really increased my productivity level. It is one of my healthy habits that I do every day. It's one of my secrets that has really helped me. It has helped my friends. It has helped my family. And because I know you love me, you listen to this podcast every day, and I love you. That is why I am coming to tell you one of my secrets that helps boost my productivity, because I want you to be productive in what you do. So the Magic Mind team gave me an offer to that will exhaust for 10 days. And this is just a 56% discount for your first subscription, all right? And 20% off for your one-time purchase. So if only you use this, my code, I have a code that they gave to me. So if you use this, it's gonna really help you so much. www.magicmind/momziba, or you can use my discount code momziba20. It's really gonna help you a lot. Hurry now, this is lasting for 10 days. Whenever you're receiving this form, you have to hurry before there's an exhausting of 10 days so that you can get for yourself with that code before it elapses. I'm doing this for everyone that I love. I love you so much. That is why I'm doing this. And I know you love me. And I want you to be in good health and optimum productivity. Remember from this, health is paramount as productivity gives you your goal. Stay tuned, because tomorrow I'm going to be bringing you a very, very interesting topic that deals on how to build an interesting family lifestyle. I know you will not want to miss out, right? So join me next time. Bye now. See you next.